This is Sales Without Selling, written by Calvin Murthy, read for you by Aiden Roche. Introduction. The first sales call I ever made on my own behalf, I threw up afterward. Not metaphorically. I had quit a comfortable engineering job to start a consulting practice, and a former co-worker had referred me to a regional logistics company that needed help untangling their order management system. I scheduled an introductory call, prepped what I thought a salesperson would say, and spent 45 minutes performing a version of myself I didn't recognize. I used phrases like value proposition and ROI realization and trusted partner. I asked questions that were really pitches in disguise. I closed by suggesting a six-figure engagement before I had any idea what they actually needed. They didn't hire me. The director who took the call sent a polite email 2 days later saying they had decided to go in a different direction, which is the universal phrase for you weirded us out. I walked into the bathroom at the rented office I couldn't afford and was sick into the sink. I was 31. I had 2 months of runway. I was certain I had made the worst career decision of my life. What I didn't know, sitting on that bathroom floor, is that I had not failed at sales. I had failed at sales theater. The pretending part. The thing that good salespeople have stopped doing and that mediocre ones still do, because someone in a sales training video once told them it worked. This book is for the person sitting on the floor. The engineer who became a consultant. The therapist starting her own practice. The designer who finally went freelance. The subject matter expert who knows their work cold but who curls into a defensive posture the moment a stranger asks, "So what do you charge?" You hate selling. You hate the costumes of selling. The artificial urgency, the manufactured rapport, the closing tricks, the manipulative framing. You came to your craft because you cared about the craft, and now the universe has informed you that to keep doing the craft, you also have to learn this other thing, this loud foreign skill, and you are quietly horrified. I have been there. I built a consulting practice over the last 11 years, mostly by accident, by trying things and watching what kept working and discarding the rest. I now run a small firm of senior consultants. We close engagements in the $25,000 to $400,000 range, and I almost never feel like I'm selling. The bathroom episode was the last time I threw up after a call, not because I learned the tricks, because I figured out that the tricks were the problem. Here's the short version of what I'll spend the rest of this book unpacking. Selling, at the level most independent professionals need to do it, is not a separate activity from your work. It is your work, with an honest conversation around it. If your service is genuinely useful, and you can sit with another adult and figure out together whether it's useful for them, you are already 80% of the way to closing the deal. The remaining 20% is not manipulation. It's just being clear about price, scope, next steps, and what happens if things go sideways. That last bit, clarity, is the part most non-salespeople fumble, and we'll spend several chapters on it. A note on what this book is not. This is not a book about high-pressure tactics, scripted closes, or the psychology of persuasion as practiced by people who sell timeshares. Their entire industry is built around those methods, and they work, in the narrow sense that they extract money from people who would not otherwise have given you any. If your business depends on tricking people, this book will not help you. You should also probably find a different business, but that's a conversation for a different author. This is also not a book about marketing. Marketing fills the top of the funnel. Selling closes the bottom. They're related disciplines, and I'll mention marketing where it matters, but the focus here is on the conversation that happens after someone has already raised their hand. The lead is warm. They want to know if you can help them. The question is what you do next and what you don't do. I worked with a developer named Priya in the second year of my practice. She had 10 years of back-end experience, a beautiful resume, and a freezing terror of selling. She asked me to coach her through a few sales calls because she had 3 referrals sitting in her inbox and couldn't bring herself to answer them. We spent an afternoon at her kitchen table going through what each of those calls would look like. By the end of the afternoon, she was no less afraid, but she was less confused. She made the calls. She closed 1 of 3, which is a healthy rate. The other 2 were qualified out, which I'll explain in Chapter 3 is also a win. 6 months later, she was billing more than she had as a senior engineer at her old company. She still hates selling. She is, however, much better at it than she expected. That's the goal. Not that you will love selling. Most of us never do, and that's fine. The goal is that selling will stop feeling like a costume you have to put on. It'll start to feel like the natural extension of being good at your work, talking honestly about your work, and figuring out together with another